Philips Temple PLFC surgeon care. Today's date is 04/03/2025. Your patient is for Miss Daisy Herrera. Herrera spells H-E-R-R-E-R-A. Daisy spells D-A-Y-S-I. Date of birth is 05/11/1967. This is a 57-year-old young lady here with nasal congestion, pressure in her sinuses, coughing at night, which prevents her from sleeping, neck pain. Says pain in her neck is located in the lateral surface of her neck in the region of her trapezius muscles, bilateral. Patient stated symptoms have been going on for approximately 2 weeks. It says she was seen elsewhere and was given amitriptyline to help her sleep, but it is not helping, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Does she ever report pressure-like pain in her maxillary and frontal sinuses, which are worse with leaning forward? Says she has a history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 130/69. Pulse 90. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Face 10. The maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Nose. Congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. She has some muscle stiffness in the bilateral trapezius region. No deformity. No tenderness in the bony structures of her neck. No erythema. No abrasions. No lacerations. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no tenderness of palpation, no rigidity, no rebound, no guarding. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and effect and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is trapezius muscle spasm. Number 2 is acute sinusitis. Number 3 is acute rhinitis. Number 4 is insomnia. Number 5 is nocturnal cough. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient received the following medication: Rocephin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She says she's beginning to feel a little better. Next paragraph, patient was advised to hold the amitriptyline and take baclofen, 1 PO at bedtime. This baclofen, 10 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime. Next medication, hydroxyzine, she would take 1 PO daily. Next medication, fluticasone nasal spray, 50 micrograms. She would take 2 actuation in both nares daily for 10 days. Advice to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.